Joining us, we have Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press and Curtis Lee, a reporter for the Denver Post. This session hasn't been focused on social issues largely. Democrats have wanted to look at economic recovery and floods and wildfire issues, so this bill is a departure.
This was a bizarre episode in the legislature. It was like the Super Bowl when they snapped the ball to Peyton Manning and it went bad right from there. They brought this idea and kind of fumbled it the whole way. They put some of their vulnerable incumbents on it. This has been an issue that for at least 10 years, maybe longer, has been such a winner for Democrats, reproductive health and women's issues, and feeling that we are the party of cohesion and the party standing for women's issues, and the other party, we just going to sit back and let the Republicans bicker among themselves. Everything went wrong for the Democrats in terms of they couldn't agree themselves whether this bill was appropriate, whether it went too far. It was Republicans just sitting back and watching them squirm on reproductive health.
Curtis, just give us a quick overview of what the bill would have done, and as Kristen said, how things veered off the tracks, so to speak, for Democrats.
Absolutely. It was a bill that looked to basically help protect women's reproductive rights, to allow them to keep abortion rights as well as, you know, gain contraception. And I think that where Democrats weren't expecting it was the backlash from the religious community. The Archdiocese of Denver came out in staunch opposition to this, and the gallery was packed with religious organizations. And I don't think Democrats really had banked on that. They knew that there was Republican opposition to this. The rally on the west steps of the Capitol, hundreds of Catholics turned out. You look at the gentleman who is carrying the bill, state lawmaker Andy Kerr, a Democrat from Jefferson County. He's going to be in a competitive race this fall out in Jefferson County, and he felt like this is definitely a winning issue for Democrats and could help corral suburban women voters.
And Republicans are saying, look, this would have mobilized a lot of people on their side to come to the polls.
Well, I don't think you can overstate how this little bill could belie something much, much bigger. Last year, during the recall elections of a couple of Democratic senators, there were some mailers that mentioned reproductive health issues, tried to tie the Republican challengers to reproductive health, didn't gain a lot of traction. And you have to wonder, how long will this vein keep mining gold for Democrats, or do they need to find something else to bring their people out and really galvanize the base? The worst thing you can do is get nothing for yourself, but end up just juice your opponents and get them to open their checkbooks.
And it was interesting to see why Democrats, their reason for killing the bill. They said, hey, they don't want this to be a big topic the last 3 weeks of the session. They said that Republicans would make this the key point the rest of the session. They didn't want this, quote, D.C.-style politics. They didn't want filibusters. Republicans said, hey, we didn't say any of this. Look, you guys ran into this. This was your bill. You saw the opposition to it, and you have to own it. The fact that the religious community really came out in staunch opposition to this was a factor in them deciding to back away.
It seems that Democrats turned on the stage lights, set the scene, handed out tickets, and then blamed Republicans for turning it into a theater production.
Thanks. That was Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press and Curtis Lee with the Denver Post. I'm Benta Brooklund, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.